The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. What we don't hear is what's really going on in Europe on the ground floor. We get some pretty good data out of the UK, but not out of the rest of Europe. And Dr. Leonard Colwell is back tonight, who does understand Europe. And we're getting stories now that lots of people are dying in China. I don't know if that's correct, but we're getting stories that people are dying from COVID, like lots of them, thousands and thousands, but I can't confirm it, so I don't take much stock in it, frankly, or put much stock in it. But Leonard Colwell understands what's happening in Europe. Leonard, are people over there dying fast and faster? It does seem that a crescendo is building. How's it going over there? What do we know?
10 million people are basically dying in the last It looks like they are dying in the last 14 days after the new mandatory vaccinations, the rollout of all these fake new vaccines. And by the way, Happy New Year, Jeff.
Thank you, Leonard. You too.
And I think we have a good year. Our governor here, DeSantis, is criminally investigating all these involvements in these fake vaccines, and There is something coming. But I want to talk about a little bit about Europe and Germany right now. In Italy, every doctor that tries to tell the truth or tries to show data, scientific data, is basically discredited, his license may be revoked and all these kind of things. It's going to go really, really wild now. In Australia, the death numbers are so outrageous that I told you last time already, in Australia, the government is paying now for the funerals. And in Germany, the main issue is they are cutting everything closer and closer to the point that you cannot do anything anymore, absolutely nothing, if you are not willing to get vaccinated. The main problem
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The main problem is the vaccination. The bioweapon owned by the government, by the CD, what are they? Department of Defense owns the so-called vaccine, which is no vaccine. It has been a bioweapon from the beginning. It has been ordered as a bioweapon. But now in Germany here, and this is, listen to this, Jeff, Germany changed the law that makes it legal that the so-called vaccine can be prepared in a way that it sheds and jumps from one person to the next person to ensure the unvaccinated people getting vaccinated. And they changed the law that this is now lawful and legal. It will never be lawful and legal. People do not believe this BS.
Who changed the law, Leonard, excuse me, was this an EU law or an individual country law? EU?
It always starts out with the EU, but Germany was the very first one that implemented it.
I see. Wow.
It's an EU law, but the EU cannot make laws, of course, but they do, like NATO and all these kind of groups, or the CDC, or the World Health Organization, all these crooked organizations are not allowed to do anything. They were not even allowed to tell anybody that we have to wear masks on the plane. Everybody that was forced to wear masks on the plane got problems, can sue the government and can sue the airline companies, because it's now proven. And it's also proven that there is no vaccine. The data is out there. I mean, I don't even want to really go there. Go to coldvalentimes.com and you see all the facts, all the data. I'm so tired of people always saying, yeah, show us the data, show us the proof. No, it's all on coldvalentimes.com, the data, the proof, the scientific studies, and so on. I just want to really make a completely different point here. People, after seeing the people die in Australia, people die in Canada like crazy after the so-called vaccine, after the assault with a bioweapon. Vaccines are an assault with a deadly weapon. As the subtitle says of my new book, Kill Shot, Vaccination Assault with a Deadly Weapon. It's out very, very soon. And the main reason for the stupidity of people and the government getting away with everything is just they just test something. They just say, oh, COVID is there. Guys, there was no COVID. There will never be a COVID-19. There cannot be a virus that ever killed anybody. There is no proof in 150 years that the virus exists, that the virus has ever made anybody sick or anybody killed anybody. That's a fact, guys. Not one single proof, not one single study. A virus doesn't live. A virus has no nucleus. A virus doesn't absorb. A virus doesn't secrete. A virus is not alive. How can something that's just there cause all of this? It's completely absurd. It's a side effect of cells detoxifying themselves. And these bags, these toxic bags, after the cells detoxify themselves, that's what they call a virus. And then crooked people like Fauci use these secretions, these toxic elements, and turn them into weapons. And that's what happens in these laboratories. That's why Russia invaded the Ukraine and the Americans invaded the Ukraine. What I mean by this is they invaded the laboratories, the bio labs, in which all these deadly viruses, nanoviruses, these deadly microbes have been created and produced and invented and so on. That was the entire thing with the Ukraine. There is no war in the Ukraine. The Ukrainians fighting themselves. They just pushed Putin into defending himself and then called it aggression. That's how they always do that. But the Ukrainians shoot themselves, shoot their own buildings, kill their own people, torture their own people, and all this kind of stuff. All these numbers that are there about dead soldiers, Russian soldiers, are completely absurd. But back to the main issue. In Germany, they are now making laws. They're trying to make a law. And I'm fighting it over there as much as I can. I have 166,000 members in my society, the IBMS Master Society in Germany. And we are fighting it that they are making a law now that you cannot sue anybody for saying the so-called vaccine is a vaccine or is safe and effective, and you can use it and don't worry, and it's 100% safe, and all these kind of things. You can sue everybody that did this. It's assault in office, and it's conspiracy to commit murder, and so on. In a lot of cases, you just need to start suing. You just need to start filing criminal charges. But you see it in all these sports people breaking down and at the height of their youth.
In Europe, over 600. Soccer.
Yeah, but this is just a number. This is just a number we hear. You do not really hear this. But if somebody breaks.
Well, we don't know the exact number. We have no idea. That's right. Now go ahead.
And after they sent this, now started a criminal investigation against all these crooks from the pharmaceutical industry and so on. They have now changed their numbers. I don't know if you have seen that. They have cut out 38,000 deaths, as I just heard this morning. I need to really look into this. But it looked like the second our governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida, started the investigation, criminal investigations, against everybody involved in this vaccine hoax and this mass murder and this genocide against humankind. They've changed all the numbers on their websites. And I'm in the middle of researching this. I didn't have the time, but I have unbelievable data. And there will be a lot of people will go to jail. There will be a lot of political criminals going to jail. And that's why they are trying to push McCarthy as a speaker through, because they really desperately need people that are on their end of life to protect them from what's coming with lawsuits, criminal investigations, and so on. But it doesn't really matter. In 26 to 29 months, 80% of the entire population of the world is dead. So say goodbye to everybody that got vaccinated. And now you see this new phenomenon. I don't know if you have seen the video, I sent it to you, that people stare up in the air like they're seeing something above them, then circle, and then drop dead. I sent you the video. It's millions of people worldwide.
Now, that brings up what I've mentioned many times on the program, that a lot of these people who die suddenly in public and who happen to be recorded on some kind of video platform, they do look up. They do turn around sometimes four or five times before they go down and then begin to tremor, shake, go into a grand mal seizure. Now, I've looked at these videos and studied them extensively, and I will tell you that their faces look perfectly normal and their eyes are in focus and they are seeing something. Is it imaginary or is it real? Is it a demon? Is it some dark cloud flying around them, floating around them? They are waving and trying to push something away, and then they go down and they transit into a full-blown tremor, shaking, seizure, and many of them die on the spot. But before that happens, in a separate mode, they see something, in my view. I don't know what it is, but they do the same behaviors, as you've just said. And you're right. This is a very big part of this thing, and it's not being talked about or investigated.
Of course not, because they're all in it, and they're going to be all held responsible. But there will be common law grand juries. There will be common law courts. They will be held responsible, if they believe it or not. Does not really matter, and I'm not even fighting with these idiots anymore. We have clear studies from Australia about the huge amount of new unexplained deaths directly after vaccination. We have all the proof we really need. And it is no vaccine, since it was never even ordered as a vaccine. Part of the U.S. government ordered this bioweapon to be made and allowed Pfizer, Monsanto, and Moderna and so on to get it out there and make money on it. But there are now investigations against the COVID vaccines, and there are no vaccines since they are a bioweapon. They don't even act like a vaccine. They have no function of a vaccine, so this entire thing is fraud. and there is a worldwide conspiracy between 99% of all the governments and people that work for these governments to get rid of the human race. So it's a genocide. But the main problem right now, and this is, we cannot say it loud enough, the shedding, skin contact, droplet contact, tears, sweat, saliva, whatsoever.
Every bodily fluid.
Yes, it's basically infecting the people because the toxin run already through these people that are vaccinated. It's 10 times more dangerous and toxic to the ones that get infected and to vaccinated people. But the main problem is they created this so-called vaccine as a great masquerader. It can appear, it is like syphilis. It can appear like any other disease. It basically has a capability of showing every symptom. But what's even worse, what we say is like the COVID-19 symptomatic or the vaccine poisoning symptomatic, it's dizziness, brain fog, and all these kind of symptoms. What it is really, Jeff, it's from 5G. It is radiation poisoning. It's radiation burn. These are the symptoms. All these symptoms, look them up, all the 50 symptoms, are equal to radiation burn, radiation poisoning. So we get it from 5G, as I suspect. And I think we don't have 5G yet. People think they have 5G. No. They didn't turn it on yet. They turn it on, and hundreds of
thousands. Oh, about 60% of America has it now. That's at the most. Yeah, by the end of 2022, predicted 60-some percent.
Right, and so we have these huge. We have all these facts. Israel has a huge infant mortality spiked like crazy following the mRNA. Vaccine rollout. It's now the dirt that's in these toxic vaccines is now in every vaccine. I mean, how can you be so brain dead still getting a flu shot? Every time you get a flu shot, you got the flu. Oh, how miraculous. Okay. Yeah, of course, you get a live something. And with every vaccine, you lose 2 IQ points. So 50 vaccines, you're on zero. You just have an IQ like a chicken. And but the shedding is the most important part. So now we have these reports that children die, or this particular one child died, that got the vaccine, that got the blood from vaccinated people. So the blood transfusion from vaccinated people. So guys, if you get blood transfusions, you're as good as vaccinated or as good as dead, in my opinion. So you need to stay away from all of this. Is why the members of my champion nation, they are not allowed to get any form of blood transfusion, which is absurd anyway. I just don't want to go there.
Well, they shouldn't have even tests, Leonard. No more nasal tests. No, nothing. All those tests come from China. They're not cotton. They're abrasive bristles on the end. They're designed to scrape the skin and potentially insert things. Yes. And I've been saying what you're saying for at least a year and a half now, that this is a bioweapon. We knew that. Unfortunately, trying to get the word out to people, well, you're doing it with the Coldwellian times, but we have no access to the mainstream media, and most of the public, is addicted to the flat screen programming that they're given around the clock. And I do believe that there are other forms of programming, and as you know, being doused on the sheeple 24/7. They're never getting away from it. There's nobody out there demonstrating for peace or anything. All they do is put up a Ukraine flag. What the hell is that about? It just shows how stupid they are. They're beyond stupid. Beyond now.
Yeah. Or these rainbow flags. There's not even 2% of the people.
Right.
It's just ridiculous on a level that I cannot even follow this stupidity any longer. But the main thing is the Ukraine, if you see the numbers, how much money they pump into the Ukraine, billions, and all this money is coming back. So it's not that the Ukraine is really getting it, the people of the Ukraine and the Ukrainians. First of all, I don't want to say the real word, but the Ukraine is a dump hole of the entire part of the world over there. All the 90% of all the hookers all over Europe come from the Ukraine. All the drugs and right. I'm telling you, this is a European.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like
yeah.
I'm making something up. I can tell you, and I can and you can see and smell them most of the time. What country they're coming from? The mainly the girls. And so this, first of all, we have nothing to do with this and with them. We have more problems in America than all the world together that we are supposedly taking care of. And but the only way really is criminal investigation. Our Governor Ron DeSantis, as I said, is now in the middle of really forcing the criminal investigation against everything that has to do with the bioweapon.
Sure.
And UN insiders are saying deep state planning new bioweapon release. So also we are turned into, based on the graphene oxide, not just that the graphene oxide is basically a living metal, living microchips, middle, a living element, even that multiplies, that has basically male and female components and all these kind of things. It's just so gruesome. If you really look into that, it's all on CodeValiantTimes.com. We don't need to go there now. But the point really is, now with the graphene oxide, we are turned into robots. They can use us like these little tiny cars that kids have with a remote control or boats, and that's how they can use us now if we just have the graphene oxide in us, and it passes the blood-brain barrier without any problems. And that's why there's always also these brain tumors now, like everywhere. And I mean, what else do you need? You have cardiomyopathy, and you have heart inflammation on a level that hasn't happened in the last 100 years together within one
Correct.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
So what
yeah.
else do you need as proof? What else
no,
do you need? You're already brain dead,
yeah.
guys.
Yes,
so
correct.
Get your act together.
Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Leonard Coldwell right after this. Okay, it's my sense that between 10 and 20 million Americans have already been killed by these. They're not vaccines, never could be vaccines, never were designed to be vaccines. They are doing exactly what they were supposed to do, and that's kill people, disable them, wound them, injure them for life. And there are going to be many suicides this year. People just understandably will not tolerate being this sick and this disabled. And it's probably happening the same most places around the world. So we got 10 to 20 million here. You may have that many over there. We don't know, Leonard, because the media is all controlled. And there are no honest people left in, very few honest people left in professional medicine and healthcare here. Why? Because they had to take the shots. And one third of them about a year ago said no and walked out. The two-thirds that remained took the shots. So there you go. Anyhow,
yeah,
go
will
ahead.
They will all be dead in 26 to 29 months, so we don't need to bother about them at all. I think 80% of the entire population is vaccinated will be dead in 26 to 29
Well, you're talking about
months.
The Deagle projections, and I believe you're correct. I certainly subscribe to that and have from the beginning.
But the other thing is also, the graphene oxide causes us to become a receiver and a transmitter of signals, and you can be manipulated without any filter. So they can also, as I said years ago, and they were able to do this many years ago, with a push of the button, shut off your immune system if they want to kill you, give you cancer with a push of a button. I was 26 years ago offered a suitcase with a beam, with a radio beam in it. If you would hold this against somebody's heart from behind, they would get a heart attack if you walked behind them. And
sure.
that was nearly 30 years ago. So CIA, FBI, MI6, they all are very familiar with this kind of technology, what they did in Cuba with the Americans. But what I want to really put in here, because I started out with talking about Germany or Europe. What's going on in Germany, nobody's talking about it. On New Year's Eve, the migrants, so-called migrants, this illegal dirtbag, these illegal dirtbags, this worthless crap that manipulated, that raped, that broke windows, hurt all the people on the streets. So the invaders terrorized Germany. Every German city was terrorized New Year's Eve by these freaking Muslim hordes that are illegally everywhere. And they are the army. They are the lawless army. That's what they call them in Germany, the lawless army. An army of young invaders that are taking over, and civilized people, of course. You see it with Black Lives Matter. The civilized people back off to the asocial crap that's in these groups and terrorizing innocent people. And if you just look at the fact that 80% of all the Black Lives Matter people are white, that in itself should tell you anything you should know. And these are all the reports I'm getting from everywhere now. And, and we are doing so much research. We have 126 reporters for the Goldwellian Times right now interviewing people. We are coming out with a movie. And I hope everybody has seen the movie Died Suddenly, thank you. And I hope everybody has seen that. That is just the beginning. You will see people in Australia die like flies, and Canada, of course. And their plan is what they basically said from the beginning. They said on the Guidestones in Georgia, they want 500 million people alive worldwide. That's not true. They want 250 million people alive worldwide maximum. That's all they need as slaves. And they want to send us back to the plantation. And taxation is basically nichts weiter als slavery. Taxation is completely illegal, completely unlawful, as many of the experts are seeing it, because you pay money from money you earn through your labor. And this is slavery. So taxes are, in that matter, just look it up, slavery, yes. Many experts right. are saying it. And but all these, the things are going on in Europe now. 50 of these dirtbags, these Muslim dirtbags, illegal dirtbags in, and they're all Muslims, is why I'm saying Muslim dirtbags. I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. My bodyguards are Muslims. My best friends are Muslims. But it doesn't really matter. The point really is that they come together with 50 people on daytime, on daylight, surround a woman so that nobody sees what's in the middle, and then all these 50 rape this woman one after the other. And that's happened all the time. They just go into businesses, they take the stuff. If somebody says anything, they stab him with knives. Yeah. Nobody is saying anything anymore. And maybe this might be a reason why I'm going to go back to Germany to clear Germany up, because what's going on there is just absolutely outrageous. I have 160,000 members of my military army. And something needs to happen. And the thing is that they're getting so used to it. First they show us the zombie movies, now they are all zombies themselves. Look at these idiot faces. Look at what is going on when you look at these dead stares. You say something and they stare at you like they look through to you, and they're not even getting what you are saying. They cannot even follow simple sentences anymore. 90% of all Americans have provenly, based on studies done, an IQ below 100. You need an IQ of 100 to be able to make decisions and think for yourself. They are not having IQs over 100 or even 100. And these are the people that they want to hire for the postal service, the DMV, the police. They want people that do not think, that does
right.
follow orders.
That's right.
Yep. And since they all have mad cow disease, all the vaccinated ones have AIDS positive. And if you deal with anybody who got vaccinated, you test positive for AIDS and everything else. It's kind of like when you really, really, really understand that they were able within 3 years, and this brain dead idiot Biden in 2 years, to destroy our civilization completely. The foundation of our civilization is gone. It's only 1-3% left, and that's what we had for the War of Independence. But there will not be enough people fighting back. So, guys, if you are not getting rid of all the 7,000 people that own and run the world right now, lawfully, somehow, legally, possibly, then it's over anyway. And I have seen people giving up and coming back. I have close friends that said, that's it. We cannot fight it anymore. It's over. It makes no sense anyway. And now all of a sudden they're calling me up and say, you're absolutely right. We need to fight. We need to start at the bottom. We need to go kick the doors in the mayor's office and hold him responsible. And all these people, we need to be friends with the military and police. Because they are the only ones that can help us. That's why they vaccinate the crap out of the military, so that they are all brain dead and unable to fight and die if young. And the same with the medical profession. They don't want us to have doctors and nurses that can help us. That's why they vaccinate them to death. And the more you look into this, the weirder it gets and the more obvious it gets. That's why I have completely stopped trying to even talk to people that are not willing to listen, not willing to be open for new information. All of this is just on a ridiculous level that we don't need to waste our energy and time anymore for these kind of losers. They die anyway. I mean, I have these clowns riding me proudly. Oh, I've been vaccinated twice. I even been boosted twice. Say, yeah, you idiot. You're dead. You're a zombie. You're walking dead. You're dead. And so
the new boosters, there are more and more stories coming out about the new bivalent booster, which has the Wuhan strain allegedly and the Omicron, one of the versions of Omicron. That one is really taking people out quickly, apparently. That's what we're hearing. And another story today about it.
They said the old vaccination campaign didn't do it. The chemtrails didn't do it. The fluoride in the drinking water didn't do it. The humans are too resilient. Now even the most toxic bioweapon out there, the so-called vaccine, doesn't really do it fast enough. And now they put everything in there because more and more people are waking up and they are afraid that they're going to be held responsible. They will be held responsible, believe me, guys. And people will be so pissed that when they know they're going to die, the last 6 months of their life, they're going to kill everybody that's involved with us. Believe me. I have seen plans. I have seen people working on that, talking about it. And everybody that knows they are dying, they take as many of these people with them that they can that are responsible for all of this. So they will not get away. It might not end up the way we need and want it, but they will not get away. And most of all, just guys, if you shake the hand of somebody that's vaccinated, get an AIDS test, you will find probably that you are HIV positive. And
it's not necessarily, I would suggest, Leonard, it's not necessarily the HIV that's going to do it. It is the overall function and effectiveness of the spike protein. That's taking the immune system down to a level that we call AIDS. But it's not HIV-induced. I don't believe that. But in either case, it doesn't matter. You end up with AIDS. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And that's and all these idiots having sex with vaccinated ones, they're as good as
dead. Oh, yeah. You're vax opposite. That's, sure. Share body fluids. That's real smart.
So the thing just really is right now, to me, it's a cleansing process. We have 9.2 billion people, even if they say there's 7-something, and it will be 8 billion soon. No, we have 9.2 to 9.4 billion people on this earth. They just throw a couple of billions, take them out, so that it doesn't really show as much when another billion just dies on the so-called vaccine. But the main thing is Germany is like California. They are Germany is a country where everything gets tested because they are the biggest government butt kissers in the universe. There's no bigger butt kisser of the government than the universe than the Germans, and so basically giving up and giving in and kind of like letting them rape your daughters and wives and stuff like this instead of going out there and cutting
their
dicks off and
the Germans of 75 years ago, 80 years ago, would never have tolerated any of this, none of it.
Not five minutes. But they've all been raised, like I've been raised in school. They told me in second grade, your father and your grandfather are criminals. They are Nazis, and you are bad, and all this kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how they manipulated the Germans down. The Germans are still the most intelligent, the most productive in the entire world of all countries, all races. It's just a fact, guys. So just swallow it. If you want it or not, I don't really care. That's what it is. And but the original real Germans would never have taken that. They watered it down. Then they came with these Wussifying people, and then with all these transgender BS, destroying kids, destroying children's minds with all the gay stuff. If you're gay, that's your problem. Don't rub it in my face, or I rub something else in your face. And so the main thing really is we need to stop tolerating all of this. So stop being tolerant. Most of all, stop being afraid of being called a racist. You are a racist anyway. I can prove that. Each and every one of you. Just piss me off and I prove in public that you are racist. Everybody is a racist. That's just the nature of the word racism or what the racist is. And the thing
multiculturalism is at the base of this. When they began to try to force the races to merge, you can't merge third and fourth world into first world. It doesn't work. Multiculturalism doesn't work. And that was the big giveaway that they were taking it all down.
Races.
No.
Yeah. You cannot mix races unlimitedly without damage to the gene line. Every horse breeder knows this. Every dog breeder knows this. And if you look at the American experiment with all these people, there is all these multiple different kind of genes in them. Look at them. How their body structure looks like and isn't fit. How their IQ is really, really strange. And look at their eyes and the distorted knees and the distorted body function and body posture and physics in general. I mean, all of this is done on purpose. And they keep people, half of my girlfriends are black. And I'm still hearing all the shit from them, I'm not going to work for the white man. No, they live off of us, work for me, take my money whatsoever. But secretly with each other, to each other, there's always this bullshit going on with all the racism stuff. I'm the least racist in the universe. My friends are Asian. My friends are Muslims. My friends are my best friends are Jewish. And I have so many friends that are, I think I have more friends that are some other race than Caucasian, than white, and at least half of my girls are black. But they don't let go. They keep themselves in the ghetto that they think they want to get out of by keeping the racism going. They're more racist than any white guy I know.
It's unfortunately correct what you're saying. It's a generality, but it is correct. Yeah,
I mean, it's always 10% different. I mean, generality is only a 90% thing. It's never a 100% thing.
No. But we get the point, though.
But that's interesting.
And people even that work for you, let's say they're black, they do a good job for you. They're good people. And yet when they get together, there's still hate whitey, or hate Asians,
oh, yeah,
or hate Latinos, whatever. And the same with some of the other groups. The races should never have been mingled. They shouldn't have.
No. I tried to make a show black and white. So I had two of my black girlfriends running the show with me.
Right.
And on purpose, we didn't talk about black and white issues. We wanted to show black and white next to each other.
Yeah.
But after two shows, all of a sudden, this Flint idiot comes up and, yeah, they killed the Flint guy. And they cannot stop themselves.
I understand. I've heard other stories like this, and that it's truly a tragedy for all concerned. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we need to just really come together with like-minded people. It doesn't matter what color they have. They need stop this. They need to stop men and women. So what? You're a man or woman, just work together. If you're not a man or woman, I don't want to deal with you. Go away. You're transgender, go away. I don't want to deal with you. You can do whatever you want, but I want to have nothing to do with you. And if you're a drag queen, don't come too close. It's dark somewhere and there are no witnesses, believe me. So the thing just really is that we need to come back. Toxic, or that's the thing the black girls have really going. Toxic masculinity. Holy, holy cow. I don't even know who's protecting you. What's going on in the Lions Pride? The girl does all the job. Yeah, that's fine. They do the hunting, the feeds the kids, everything. But if a verbatim dirt hits the fin, then the lion male gets up and clears it up. So we are gatherers and hunters. We are there. It will never change. Read the book again. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Right.
Read it again. It explains very, very scientifically why males have to be males and females have to be females. And if you, as a male, become feminized, you get cancer, prostate cancer, even breast cancer, whatsoever. If you get over stuffed with testosterone, as these dyke women, they are more male than their husbands. Of course they get cancer, of course they get brain tumors, of course they get autoimmune diseases, MS, Parkinson's, and so on. Of course.
Yeah, I know.
So we are made the way we are. My IBMS system, instinct-based medicine system, has the largest cancer cure rate in the world, the largest cure rate for autoimmune diseases in the world, because the IBMS system goes after the root cause of the immune disease, autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is a suicide attempt from the inside out. Your soul doesn't want this unit anymore. Your soul doesn't, your personality core does not want this unit between this body and this mind any longer. That's why your immune system sees you as the enemy. That's what an autoimmune disease is. Your immune system sees you as the enemy and is eradicating you. That's an autoimmune immune disease. You kill yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're not who you are supposed to be, you're going to die. But you're going to die through you. It will be a suicide.
It's suicide.
Comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. No, you're quite correct. I don't know how much longer. I do think that we have 24 months until the Deagle projections of January 1st, 2025 are supposed to be there, and I suspect they will be. I think we're going to see this cascade, this growing avalanche of horrible death only continue to geometrically increase, and it's going to be brutal. So hold on tight. Okay, thank you, Leonard. You be safe.
No matter what, happy New Year, brother.
Yeah, I sent you a video you'll have fun with. Okay. All right. See ya. Dr. Leonard Colwell, the coldwellientimes.com. That's his platform, one of them. All right. We'll be right back. Hold on.